Well, time is catching up with us for this month, and we still have a road sign segment for you, and that comes from our very first Highways and Byways back in January of this year. But I wanted to take a moment to thank the people who've been moved to contribute to this project and its continuation. That includes those of you who have officially subscribed to have a CD arrive at your door each month, because in doing so, you know that you're sponsoring a free CD at a truck stop, which may very well be the way you first came into contact with Highways and Byways yourself. By subscribing, you've become involved with our outreach effort, and we say thank you. I want to say a heartfelt thank you as well to those who have heard the unction of the Holy Spirit to donate to this ministry. For all of you, let me tell you that we've recently added our second truck stop, and we're waiting upon confirmation for even a third one to be added very soon. That reminds me, we also have a sponsor for the TA truck stop on Route 81 down at State Line, Pennsylvania. A brother in the Lord is committed to sponsor 100 CDs per month, and he and a friend of his that I haven't had a chance to meet yet have committed to keeping that display box filled up until the CDs are all gone. And that doesn't take much time at all. We place 200 a month or more at the Petro on Route 80 near Milton, Pennsylvania, and we run out before the end of the month every month. To all of you who have contributed and continue to bless us, we say thank you. We're confident that our God is smiling upon not just your help with Highways and Byways, but with all of your efforts for kingdom purposes. Now, if this is your first Highways and Byways audio magazine, you may want to have it sent directly to you each month, and we ask a donation of $3 each month for the CD. I know that's a pretty steep price, but if you scrape your change together, we're confident that you can manage most months. That's $36 for an entire year sent right to your door, including postage. And as I said earlier, that $3 is not only going to get a Highways and Byways to your door, it also places a CD at a truck stop each month for someone else to pick up and be encouraged, challenged, and blessed. All of our contact information is on the front of the CD, including a 24-hour voicemail line. It's there for you to leave your prayer requests, a Bible or spiritually related question, or a suggestion for a future topic segment on Highways and Byways. Call the number, hear the greeting, and then leave your request, your suggestion, or your question. A first name or a CB handle would be great, and anything else that you'd like to share. You might have a brief testimony or a short word of encouragement to share. I say it often enough, but I'll say it again. You simply never know when your word of encouragement may be just the thing that somebody else desperately needs to be hearing at that moment. Don't hold back the blessing that you have. Share it. Well, all right, now it's time to move on to our final segment for this month as we consider our road sign. By the way, please keep Pastor Hank and Mary Nuwola in your prayers as she recovers from surgery. We hope to have them both back for road signs next month. And while you're at it, send up a prayer for Highways and Byways, won't you? Now may God bless all that you set your heart and hands to do for Him. See you next month.
Calling the unknown approaching vessel, you are on a collision course with us. Please change your course 15 degrees to the south to avoid a collision.
Recommend you change your course 15 degrees to the north to avoid collision.
When we are told to change course, we have a choice to make. Do we change or continue on the same path?
We are a naval ship. This is the captain speaking. I say again, divert your course.
No, I say again, divert your course.
Jesus gave us a choice to make when he said, "You are from below, I am from above. If you do not believe that I am the one I claim to be, you will indeed die in your sins."
Sir, we could change course here.
We have the right of way. I am not changing our course. Unknown vessel, this is an aircraft carrier. We are a large warship. Divert your course now.
This is a lighthouse. Your call.
When it comes to Jesus, what choice will you make?
Changing course. We really don't like being forced into changing the course or the direction that we're going, do we? But we get our minds set on the mission and we go forward to conquer. We're not about to let anything easily change the road that we're on or even the lane that we choose to get there in. Matter of fact, some folks don't even like yielding to someone else, even if it only means a few extra seconds before they get on the highway coming down that on-ramp. These days, I don't see much of the open highways because I'm always running the metropolitan areas of the East Coast. You know, there's no shortage of on-ramps in this neck of the woods, and you know as well as I do, there's never any shortage of those kind of folks who simply have no intention of yielding as they enter the highway. They're on their own little mission to get on course and stay on course no matter what. How many times a day do we see that driver on a mission trying to force a big truck over into the next lane so as they can get on course? Now, they're blind to the fact that your truck has nowhere to go. You've got someone in the lane to your left, you got another truck far too close to your fanny for you to hit the brakes, and you know that the car isn't going to make it in time before the end of the ramp. Still, they act like you're the one who needs to yield, and somehow they have it in their mind that you're going to be the one to do it. They just keep going full steam ahead until they have absolutely no choice but to hit their brakes and do what the sign said they needed to do in the first place. They yield. You know, all this talk about yielding, it makes me think of a verse from Romans 6:16. There it says that, "Do you not know that whoever you yield yourselves to, it is to that one that you're a slave? Either you yield yourself to the master of sin, and that leads to death, or you yield to the obedience of God, and that leads to righteousness." Just like the driver of that car, trying to force their way on the road instead of obeying the word yield, we do this to God. How many times have we known what God has spoken to us in our hearts, and we just pedal to the metal, trying to force our way on course before the timing that God has in mind for us? You know, there's another similarity between that car coming down on the on-ramp and ourselves. The driver of that car has two choices. They're going to hit the brakes, slow down, and yield, or they're going to crash big time. That's the position we put God in sometimes. He's trying to tell us to slow down, put the brakes on, yield His words. We're either going to crash or we're going to yield. I have no idea what God's Holy Spirit might be telling you to yield about, my friend, but whatever it is, know this. When we yield to the love and the direction of God in our lives, we'll always be in the proper lane and we'll always be right on course. And we're always going to get to our destination in His perfect timing. Thank God for yield signs in our lives.
Let's continue worshiping.